will have it. الحمد لله وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وسلم. أسأل الله العزيز أن يجعل نياتنا خالصة لوجهه. I ask Allah to grant us all the sincere intentions. أمس كنا أنهينا الكلام عن أركان الوضوء. If you remember, yesterday we discussed the integrals of wudu. اليوم نكمل الكلام. بارك الله فيك يا حبيبي. عن نواقض الوضوء. Today we are going to continue and we will talk about the invalidators of wudu. وينقض الوضوء ما خرج من السبيلين غير المني ومس قبل الآدمي أو حلقة دبره ببطن الكف بلا حائل ولمس بشرة الأجنبية التي تشتهى وزوال العقل لا نوم قاعد ممكن مقعدته. The author said, ablution is invalidated by the emission of anything from the eliminatory outlets except mani. Touching the penis, vagina or anus of a human with the inside part of the bare hand. Touching the skin of the marriageable woman who attained to an age at which she is normally desired. Losing sanity or consciousness, except if one is sleeping with one buttocks firmly seated. شرح ذلك أن الحدث الأصغر له أسباب. أسبابه هو هذه الأشياء التي ذكرت. The explanation for one to become in the state of minor ritual impurity, there are reasons for that. Those aforementioned matters are reasons to become in that state. أو بعبارة أخرى نواقض الوضوء هي هذه المذكورات. Or in another statement, you can say the invalidators of wudu are those aforementioned matters. أولها ما خرج من أحد السبيلين من القبل أو من الدبر. فإن كل ما خرج من أحد السبيلين ناقض للوضوء. سواء كان معتادا أو غير معتاد إلا المني. The first invalidator of wudu is the emission of anything from the eliminatory outlets. Any eliminatory outlet. Whether it is something which is usually emitted from there or not. Except for the mani. خروج المني وإن كان يوجب الغسل لكنه وحده لا ينقض الوضوء. إن لم يكن معه شيء من أسباب الحدث الأصغر لا ينقض الوضوء، مجرد خروجه لا ينقض الوضوء وإن كان يوجب الغسل. Just emitting المني does not invalidate one's wudu. Just that does not invalidate the wudu. Except if something among the invalidators of wudu occurs with it, then it invalidates the wudu. مثلا إنسان شخص رأى شيئا فخرج منه المني بسبب ذلك لا ينتقض وضوءه. For example, someone sees something and because of that the money comes out from him. His wudu is not invalidated. He needs to make ghusl before praying, but his wudu is not invalidated. أما لو خرج منه دم حصى دود كله ينقض الوضوء. On the other hand, if pebbles, small stones come out from his eliminatory outlet, blood, worms, all of this invalidates his wudu. السبب الثاني مس قبل الآدمي أو حلقة دبوره ببطن الكف إذا كان بلا حائل. The second reason is to touch the penis, the vagina, or the anus of a human being without any barrier with the inner part, inside part of the bear of the hand. فإذا مس ببطن الكف ذكر أي آدمي منه أو من غيره انتقض وضوءه. So if one touches with the inside part of his hand, the penis of any human being, small, a little one, or an adult, from himself or from others, this invalidates one's wudu. Intentionally or unintentionally, this invalidates one's wudu. كذلك إذا مس ببطن الكف حلقة الدبر أما مس الألية فلا ينقض. Likewise, if one touches with the inside part of his hand the anus, that is not the buttocks, only touching the anus with the inner part of the hand invalidates the wudu. كذلك مس فرج أنثى من نفسها أو من غيرها، الشخص من نفسه أو من غيره، هذا ينقض وضوءه. Likewise, touching the vagina with the inner part of the hand invalidates the wudu, whether from oneself, the vagina of oneself, or of another person. A little child or an adult, this invalidates the wudu, intentionally or unintentionally. This invalidates the wudu. والمقصود ببطن الكف ما لا يظهر عند وضع احدى اليدين على الاخرى، عند اطباق احدى اليدين على الاخرى مع تحامل يسير، مع شد قليل. ما لا يظهر، هذا هو بطن الكف مع فتح الاصابع، تفريق ما بين الاصابع. What we mean by the inside part of the hand is what does not appear when you put one hand on another with your fingers spread, each one away from, with the fingers separated like this, and you press a little bit. What does not appear, this is what we mean by the inside part of the hand. أما مس الفرج بحرف الكف أو بظهرها أو بما بين الأصابع فلا ينقض الوضوء. Now touching any of the three eliminatory outlets which we mentioned, touching the private part with the back of the hand, or with the edge of the hand, or what's between this side, the sides of the fingers, this does not invalidate one's wudu. السبب الثالث لمس بشرة الأجنبية مع كبر لكل من اللامس والملموس، يعني لمس الذكر بشرة أنثى أو لمس الأنثى بشرة ذكر، التقاء بشرة الذكر مع بشرة الأنثى من غير حائل وكان كلاهما مشتها، كل منهما وصل إلى سن يشتهى فيه، هذا ينقض الوضوء. The third invalidator of wudu, if the skin of a male touches the skin of a female with no barrier, while both of them attained an age at which they are usually desired, normally desired. هذا معناه أو هذا إذا كان كل منهما أجنبيا. This is if they are marriageables. أما مس بشرة الأم أو الأخت فلا ينقض. Touching the skin of one's mother or one's sister or one's brother, this does not invalidate the wudu. نعم مس بشرة الزوجة ينقض لأنها أجنبية، في حكم الأجنبية. Yes, touching the skin of one's spouse, this invalidates the wudu, because the spouse is a marriageable person, for one. It is not haram, but it invalidates the wudu. وفي هذه الحال ينتقض وضوء اللامس والملموس. In this case, both the wudu of both parties, the wudu's of both parties are invalidated. أما مس السن والشعر فلا ينقض. No. والظفر, touching the tooth of someone else, the hair, the nail, does not invalidate the wudu. ولا فرق في نقض الوضوء بين أن يكون هذا الأمر حصل بشهوة أو بغير شهوة. When we said that the wudu is invalidated, this is regardless of the of how did it happen, intentionally, unintentionally, with desire or without desire. In all those cases, it is invalidated. السبب الرابع هذا مع العلم بأن مس شعر الأجنبية وسنها وظفرها حرام وإن كان لا ينقض الوضوء. Now note that touching the hair, the tooth, the nail of a marriageable woman other than one's wife or slave, it is prohibited. Or for the woman to touch the hair, the tooth, the nail of a marriageable man is haram. It does not invalidate the wudu, but it is haram if this is not the spouse or the like. السبب الرابع زوال العقل أي زوال التمييز. هذا الحكم ينطبق على حال الجنون وعلى حال الجنون الدائم أو الجنون المؤقت أو السكر, غياب العقل بالسكر أو غياب العقل بالنوم, إلا إذا نام الشخص ممكنا مقعدته. The fourth reason, or the fourth invalidator of wudu, is for one to become unconscious, whether by becoming crazy for a certain period of time or permanently, whether by sleeping, getting drunk, or any similar reason. When one loses his consciousness, even for a short period of time, his wudu is invalidated. Except if one sleeps while his buttocks well firmed, seated firmly, let me say, seated firmly in a way that he sleeps, then he wakes up and finds himself still at the same position, and that was in a way that he knows, in such a way gas does not come out. If he sleeps in such a way, then gas does not come out from him. In this case only, his wudu is not invalidated if he sleeps. إِنَّمَا مُمَكِّنًا مَقْعَدَتَهُ مِنْ مَقَرِّهِ أيش مكان هذا المقر؟ ما في فرق، كرسي أو أرض أو دابة، أيش مكان؟ إنما ممكنا مقعدته من مقره بحيث يأمن خروج الريح ونحوه في هذه الحال، وأفاق ووجد نفسه على نفس الحال، وضوءه لا ينتقض عند ذلك. هذه نواقض الوضوء، وكل ما عداها لا ينقض الوضوء في مذهب الإمام الشافعي. Those are the invalidators of wudu. Other matters do not invalidate the wudu in the school of Imam الشافعي. هناك بعض الأشياء تنقض الوضوء في مذاهب أخرى. يعني فلا يتوهم أحد، يعني فإذا سمع أحد شيئا زائدا على هذا ليتأنى قبل أن ينكر على من يقول ذلك. There are things that invalidate the wudu according to other schools of fiqh. So take it easy if you hear someone saying that the wudu is invalidated by other than what we said. Don't rush to tell him you are wrong. Maybe he is wrong, and maybe he is going according to another school. So take it easy. مثلا في المذهب الحنفي، إذا كان الشخص يصلي فقهقه في الصلاة ينتقض وضوءه. الذي لم يدرس المذهب الحنفي إذا سمع هذه المسألة يعني قد يستغرب كثيرا. For example, in the Hanafi school, if someone is praying and while he is praying he laughs, his wudu is invalidated. His wudu is invalidated. So if someone is not familiar with the Hanafi school, if he hears someone saying that, he might be, yani, how do I say it? Very surprised. And he might rush to tell the person, you are wrong. While actually, he himself doesn't have enough knowledge about other schools. So what I mean, do not rush. Take things easy. I know some people sometimes they say strange things about al-wudu out of ignorance. Just take it easy. Be careful. This is what I mean. This is what I mean. بعض الناس من الجهل يقول إذا أصابت اليد نجاسة ينتقض الوضوء. كذب، هذا على الدين. Out of ignorance, some people say if a najas filth touches the hand, for example, of the person, this invalidates the wudu. This is not correct. No one among the imams said that. This contradicts the rules of the religion. Just I mean be careful. That's what I mean. طيب أحد عنده سؤال عما ذكرناه عن الذي ذكر شيء ما فهمه مما ذكرناه بس. بقيت الأسئلة إلى الأخير. Is there Do you have any question about something that you did not understand among what I said? Not for more details. For more details, please leave that until the end. But before we move to another section, I want to be sure that everyone understood what I was. Wa alaykum as-salam. Can you repeat, please? I didn't hear you. In consciousness? Crazy. Insane. Not, it does not mean very angry. No, no, insane. He is not aware of what he does. He does not do what he does while he is aware of it. He cannot discriminate between what is right, what's wrong. He is completely insane. This is what I mean. Eh? Okay, out of touch. Wafiq. إذا خفي عنه كلام من حوله غاب عن حسه وخفي عنه كلام من حوله. When we say someone sleeps, we do not mean getting sleepy, dozy. We mean really asleep. So whatever occurs around him, he is not aware of it. That's what we mean by sleeping. Whether it is deep sleep or not, but he is not aware of what occurs around him. It does not have to be a deep sleep. But once he sleeps, his wudu is invalidated, except if he is sitting well seated with his buttocks touching the place where he is sitting in a way that no gas or the like would pass while he is sleeping. Hey, Muhammad. Hey. No, it does not have to be solid. It does not have to be like that. No, that. The criterion is what we said, that it needs, he needs, his buttocks need to be well seated in a way that if nothing, he doesn't pass gas or the like. That's it. When I say what? Drunk, yeah, from alcohol or something else. It means he becomes unconscious. That's all. لو ايه يعيد من الأول. If any of those wudu's invalidators occur before finishing the wudu, one needs to repeat his wudu from the beginning. Allah Ta'ala said, أَوْ لَامَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءِ, which means, this is, in this verse, some invalidators of the ablution were mentioned, and among them it was mentioned this issue, أَوْ لَامَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءِ, which means, or if you touch woman. طيب, let's continue. خلونا... Sorry, among the sisters, did you have any? Okay. If someone makes the intention to invalidate his wudu, this does not invalidate his wudu. Only making the intention to do that does not invalidate the wudu. طيب خلونا نكمل. Let us continue. ننتقل إلى الكلام عن الاستنجاء. We move to talk about استنجاء. About cleaning oneself after defecating or urinating. By the way, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام did not drink a lot. I remember this. He did not drink a lot, and did like water or the like, and did not advise us to drink a lot. And whenever he drank, he did not drink like. Some people do, with one breath, a lot, with his mouth full of what he drinks, and then, no, he used to drink one sip, and always with his mouth touching the container from which he drank. So he used to drink one small sip, saying Bismillah, then drinking, then saying Alhamdulillah. Then with another breath, another small sip, while saying Bismillah, then at the end saying Alhamdulillah. Then a third time, a small sip, saying Bismillah, and then at the end saying Alhamdulillah. This is how he used to drink. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he urged us not to drink a lot and not to fill our mouths, not like some people. They do. They take a bottle, for example, they put it on their mouth, they don't take it off except after it's finished, it's empty. This is not the proper way to do that. This is not the proper way to do that. Boy. قال المؤلف يجب الاستنجاء من كل رطب خارج من أحد السبيلين غير المني بالماء إلى أن يطهر المحل أو بمسحه ثلاث مسحات أو أكثر إلى أن ينقى المحل وإن بقي الأثر بقالع طاهر جامد غير محترم كحجر أو ورق ولو مع وجود الماء من غير انتقال وقبل جفاف فإن انتقل عن المكان الذي استقر فيه أو جف وجب الماء. The author said استنجاء is obligatory after the emission of any wet material from the eliminatory outlets, except mani. Istinja is performed with water by rinsing the soiled area, by rinsing the soiled area until it becomes pure, or else by wiping the soiled area three times or more until the area is clean, although a trace that can only be removed with water may be left. with an uprooting, pure, solid, and unrespectable material, such as a stone or paper. Istinja may be performed in this way even if water is present, provided the wet najas filth is not displaced or has not dried before clearing it, or else water must be used. هذا الفصل معقود للاستنجاء. وهو واجب لأجل الصلاة مع إرادة القيام إلى الصلاة. This chapter is to discuss the matter of istinja, cleaning oneself after urinating or defecation. Doing this is an obligation with the intention of doing the prayer. That is, when someone wants to do the prayer, wants to pray, he needs to make istinja before praying. بعبارة أخرى, الاستنجاء شرط لصحة الصلاة. In another term, making istinja is a condition for the validity of the prayer. وأشد ما يوجب الاستنجاء البول. Making istinja is more obligatory, if you want, is more emphasized in the rules of the religion when one urinates. لأن ترك الاستنجاء من البول من كبائر الذنوب. Leaving out ترك الاستنجاء من البول مع تلويث نفسه بالبول من كبائر الذنوب. Because leaving out making istinja after urinating in a way that one contaminates oneself with urine, This is an enormous sin. وكثيرا ما يكون سببا لعذاب القبر. In many cases, doing this matter would be a reason for one to be tortured in the grave, contaminating oneself with the urine. And many people do not take care of this issue. فإن خرج شيء من أحد السبيلين فهنا حالان. إما أن يكون الخارج ملوثا أو يكون غير ملوث. If something goes out from any of the eliminatory outlets, then you have here, there are two possibilities. One possibility for this exiting material, this exiting material might be contaminating, and it might be not contaminating. إذا كان هذا الخارج جافا لا يلوث لا يجب منه الاستنجاء. If this exiting material is dry, totally dry, so it does not contaminate the exit, then it is not an obligation to make istinja, because it does not contaminate the exit. So من آسيا استنجي. الحال الثانية أن يكون ملوثا. Now the other possibility, the other case is when this exiting material contaminates the exit. هنا أيضا أحوال, ثلاثة أحوال. In this case there are three possibilities. إما أن يخرج الخارج الملوث ولا ينتشر, وإما أن ينتقل, أن يخرج وينتشر فينتقل عن المخرج, وإما أن يخرج ويجف. فهنا ثلاثة أحوال. So we have here three cases. The first case, if this contaminating exiting material dries before making istinja, before wiping it, it goes out, it exits and it dries, or it exits and does not spread. And the third case is when it exits and it spreads beyond the private part. So you have three cases. في الحال التي يخرج فيها الخارج ثم يجف على المخرج لا يجزئ هنا إلا الماء في الاستنجاء, لا بد من الماء في الاستنجاء. If the exiting material dries on the exit, in this case one must use water. One must use water. If it exits and dries on the exit, then one must use water to purify this area, to clean this area, to make istinja. الحال الثانية إذا خرج الخارج ولم ينتشر, ما انتقل عن المخرج, ما جاوز البول رأس الذكر ولا جاوز الغائط, ما يختفي الصفحتين, أي ما يختفي ما لا يظهر من المقعدة عند القيام, من الألية عند القيام. إن لم يجاوز البول رأس الذكر الحشفة ولا جاوز الغائط الصفحتين, والصفحتان هما ما لا يظهر من الأليتين, من الأليين عند القيام, إن لم يجاوز الخارج الملوث ذلك, هنا يجوز الاستنجاء بالحجر وما يقوم مقامه, ويجوز الاستنجاء بالماء, الشخص مخير بينهما. The second case, if the exiting material does not spread beyond the exit. What do we mean by beyond the exit? We mean by that the urine does not spread beyond the tip of the penis for the man, and it does not reach the entrance, the intercourse, and it does not reach the intercourse for the woman, the intercourse, The intercourse area of the woman. And for the defecation to not go beyond the area that does not appear from one's buttocks when one stands. When one stands, there is an area of his buttocks that does not appear. If the defecation does not go beyond that area, and if the urine does not spread beyond the tip of the penis for the man, and or beyond the, or it does not reach the intercourse place of the woman, in this case, one has the choice. He can either use water or use stones, papers, or what is like. So he has the choose, he has the choice to use either of those two ways to make istinja. إن أراد أن يستنجي بالماء يصب الماء على مخرج البول حتى يذهب العين والأثر. If he wants to use water for the exit of the urine, he pours water on it until he cleans it, he or she cleans it. So no trace of urine remains there. بالنسبة للغائط, when you pour the water on that area, is there any traces of urine, or the water cleans the area from the urine? It cleans it. So the water that stays there on the organ, it is not considered najas, filthy. If now for the defecation, one pours water while using his hand, for example, rubbing with his hand the area. While pouring water until the area gets clean with no traces of najasa there. بالنسبة للغائط يصب الماء مع الدلك بيده مثلا إلى أن يطهر المحل لا يبقى أثر للنجاسة. والأحسن في الاستنجاء في هذه الحال أن يستعمل نعم لا ما حكينا بعد عن الورق وما شابه. وإن أراد أن يستعمل الحجر أو ما يقوم مقامه يمسح الموضع بثلاثة أحجار على الأقل, فإن لم تكفي أو بثلاثة أوجه لحجر واحد. فإن طهر المكان أو مش طهر إن أنقى ذلك المكان لم يحتاج أن يزيد حجرا رابعا, وإلا احتاج أن يزيد حجرا رابعا وخامسا وسادسا أو خامسا أو سادسا إلى أن ينقى المكان, أن ينقى المخرج. If one wants to use stones, for example, and not water, then one wipes with three stones, at least three, not less, at least three, or three sides of one stone. If this is enough to remove the najasa, then he does not need to add another stone. If not, he continues adding until removing the najasa. فَإِنْ بَقِيَ أَثَرْ لَا يَزُولُ إِلَّا بِالْمَاءِ لَا يُؤَثِرْ. Now if a certain trace remains and this trace cannot be removed by the stone or the like except by water, then this is overlooked. This is overlooked. He can pray without removing it.
وَلَيْسَ الْحَجَرُ وَحْدَهُ هُوَ الَّذِي يُجْزِئُ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَالِ بَلْ كُلُّ مَا يَقُومُ مَقَامَ الْحَجَرِ فَهُوَ مُجْزِئُ. Not only stones are not only stones are satisfactory in this case. One can use other things that do the same job. يعني يمسح بشيء طاهر, which means he wipes with something which is pure, not najas, filthy. جامد, ليس كالتراب المتناثر, with something which is solid, not like dirt. If you know the dirt which is not in one block, one cannot use it. Not like the sand of the beach, for example. So he needs something which is solid to do that. So it needs to be pure, solid, غير مبلل, جاف. It needs to be dry, not wet. غير محترم, ليس كورقة علم شرعي ولا كطعام بني آدم. Something which is not respectable. So it is not valid to use a piece of paper from with religious information on it to do that. And it is not valid to use a piece of bread to do that. Or any thing or any human food, anything which is known to be the food of the human beings.
وأن يكون قالعا لا مالسا كنحو زجاج وقصب. Also this thing needs to be uprooting, not something which is smooth like glass or bamboo, for example.
ومن المحترم العظم, عظم الحيوان المأكول المذكى, فلا يجزئ الاستنجاء به.
Among what is respectable is the bone of the animal which is slaughtered properly. The bones of the animal which is slaughtered properly are not valid to be used for استنجاء.
لأن هذه العظام الله يكسوها لحما فيأكلها مؤمن الجن. النبي نهانا عن ذلك لأجل هذا.
The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام prohibited us from using those bones for istinja because Allah covers the bones with flesh, with meat, for the believers among the jinn to eat them. This is why the Prophet prohibited us from using those stones for istinja.
What did I say? Stones? Bones, bones. Those bones for istinja. والأحسن في هذه الحال أن يستنجي الشخص بالورق ونحوه بالحجر ونحوه ثم يتبعه بالماء. What is better in this case for one to use first toilet papers or stones or the like and then to use water afterwards. This is better, although using either of the two ways is permissible and valid. الحال الثالثة أن ينتشر الخارج فينتقل عن المخرج أن يجاوز الحشفة ونحوه والصفحتين. The third case is when the exiting contaminating material goes beyond the exit, that is beyond the tip of the penis, beyond the area that does not appear from the buttocks when one stands up, beyond all the urine to reach the sexual intercourse area of the female. في هذه الحال لا يجزئ إلا الماء. In this case, one needs to use the water. حتى لو استعمل أولا الحجر أو ما يقوم مقامه لا بد أن يتبعه بالماء. So even if one uses toilet papers or the like, he needs, in this case, he has to wash the area with water afterwards. So water is necessary in this case. بقي أن نذكر مسألة أن الحجر ونحوه يجزئ في الاستنجاء في الحال التي ذكرناها إن لم يختلط بالخارج شيء آخر أجنبي. فإن اختلط به شيء أجنبي لم يجزئ عند ذلك إلا الماء. Let me draw your attention to one more thing, one more judgment. We said it is enough to use the stone or the toilet papers or the like in one case. But there is a condition for that. That condition is for nothing else from outside to be mixed with that exiting material. If something from outside is mixed with it, then only water is valid in this case. One needs to use water in this case. مثلا واحد بال ثم لأمر ما وقع من خارج نقطة خل زيت على هذا البول الذي على المخرج. في هذه الحال لا يجزئ إلا الماء. For example, someone urinates and for one reason or another, let's say a A drop of oil or a drop of vinegar falls on that contaminated exit. In this case, only water is valid, which means one has, in this case, one has to use water, even if he uses first toilet paper or the like. One needs to use water in this case. أما اختلاط الخارج بالعرق فهذا لا يؤثر. Now, if one is sweating and the contaminating material gets mixed with the sweat, this is overlooked. This does not affect, this does not necessitate the usage of water. This is overlooked. The sweat, one's sweat is overlooked. بقي أن نذكر شيئا عن الاستبراء. الاستبراء واجب في حال وسنة في حال. الحال التي يجب فيها الاستبراء بالتنحنح وما شابه، الحال التي يجب فيها هي الحال التي يعرف من نفسه أنه إن لم يفعل ذلك يلوث نفسه بالبول، في هذه الحال يجب الاستبراء. الحال التي لا يجب فيها هي عندما لا يعرف من نفسه، لا يكون لا يعتقد أنه يلوث نفسه بالبول إن لم يفعل ذلك، في هذه الحال لا يجب عليه. One more extra information. If one knows after urinating that he needs to wait a little bit, he needs to do something before making istinja, so he wouldn't be, if one knows about himself that if he urinates, for example, if he urinates and does not cough, for example, or does not wipe the exit, in this case, if he makes istinja, after istinja he is going to be to contaminate himself with urine, the urine is going to come out. If one knows this about himself, then one needs to do, one is obligated to do what we mentioned, like one needs to make this amount of urine get out from him, so he would not contaminate himself by coughing, by wiping the exit carefully, or the like. If one does not know about oneself that if he does not do that, he is going to contaminate himself, he's not sure about it, he does not know this about himself, then this is not an obligation upon him. If he knows he doesn't do it, if he knows that if he doesn't do it, he is going to contaminate himself, he has to do it. To cough, wipe carefully the exit or the like. To make this extra, he has to make this extra effort to let this amount of urine get out. If he knows about himself that if he does not do that, he is going to contaminate himself with urine. طيب, let us stop here for now. خلونا نقف هنا الآن. أحد عنده سؤال. Do you have any question? Yeah, go ahead, Ali. Ali, go ahead. No, I said, do you have any questions? I did not say to talk with each other. Okay, I'll wait until you let me hear the questions and give the answers. Allah yubarak fikum. Tafaddal Ali. The nose? No, it does not affect the wudu. We said anything other than, according to the Shafi'i school, anything other than those four matters does not invalidate the wudu. Yani, even if one blasphemes, this does not invalidate his wudu. So if he blasphemes, then he goes back to Islam. Before any of the invalidators occurs, then his wudu is still valid. So only those four issues invalidate the wudu. Yeah, the same judgment applies. If the person is alive or dead, yani if someone touches the penis of a dead person, this invalidates his wudu, according to the Shafi'i school. شعر يعني تيقن أنه خرج شعر بخروج شيء لا شو بده ينظر ما شعر أنه خرج خلاص خرج بيكون نشف إذا عم تقول شعر بأنه خرج شيء شك هول مسألتين هو شك أم هو شعر أن شيئا خرج أحس بخروج شيء ولا شك أحس بشيء فشك هل خرج أم لا لا يجب عليه لا ينتقد الوضوء بالشك If one doubts did urine come out from the exit or not or did he pass gas or not this does not invalidate one's wudu by doubting this does not invalidate one's wudu تفضل نبي شو هو المبلل هذا لا يختلط إذا اختلط به أجنبي هذا الذي يوجب الماء إن كان يختلط به إذا اختلط حسب يعني تراب قد يختلط ما تعرف شو يختلط هذا ينحل يختلط تفضل مجاهد وعليكم السلام later what if it is not overlooked then he needs to wash it if it is not overlooked one needs to wash that area with water Mujahid you need to put this thing yeah close to your mouth otherwise why are you holding it yeah one moment yes okay barakallahu fik If it's not like his sweat, if it is not something which is overlooked, if it comes in contact with it, let's say he sits in a container of water. So in this, if it is a small amount of water, then this water becomes najas, filthy. Wafiq. إن احتاجت أحيانا ما في مجال إلا وإلا بيمرض الولد يعني بدون ينطفوه فأحيانا ما في مجال إلا بذلك أحيانا قد لا تجد قد ما يكون موجود شيء آخر على حسب الحال تفضل فوزي Something? Yes. Desirable, when someone becomes desirable, this means sexually desirable. So it means to exclude 1 year old, 2 year old, 3 year old, and the like. At what your question is, at which age exactly? There is no exactly such age. That depends on the person. Sometimes a person that is 7 year old becomes desirable, and another person that is 10 year old is not desirable. So it depends on the child. No, barakallahu feek. No, when we said desirable, we meant to exclude the little children. We did not mean to exclude the old woman or the old man. No, touching them in the, as it was explained, invalidates the wudu. Wafiq. Go ahead, sister. So when she is changing for the baby, she touches with this part the exit of... Yeah, this invalidates her wudu. Tafadhali Umm Waleed. إن كانت تعرف من نفسها ذلك. نفس الشيء. أحيانا بيرجعوا بيلبسوا الثوب اللي عليه نجاسة ما بحيث يتلوث بالبول بحيث يتلوث بالبول من جديد بسأل إن شاء الله بسأل إن شاء الله طيب let me answer those questions first and then before لحظة بس let me answer those questions first can you repeat your answer for Mujahid's question yes I can repeat it's Mujahid's question now If someone defecates, for example, and then that person uses the toilet paper to clean the area. And he did that, except a small trace remains, a trace which cannot be removed except by using water. He did not use water. Later, So we said he can pray in this case. He does not need to wash it with water. Later, he sits in a container of water, which has a little amount of water. In this case, this water becomes contaminated, becomes najas, filthy. Because that area did not become pure, it is still contaminated, but he can pray in that case. So when he sits in that little amount of water, he contaminates the whole water. Yeah, one moment until I finish those questions. If someone doesn't want to pray, is istinja still obligatory? The answer is, if someone does not have to pray, it is not an obligation, like if the woman is in her menses, for example, then istinja is not obligatory, but she needs not to contaminate herself with urine. But if someone is obligated to pray out of negligence, laziness, this person does not want to pray, then he is sinful for leaving out istinja and sinful for leaving out praying, because he is ordered to make istinja and to pray. Or if someone does not want to pray now, he wants to pray after half an hour or 45 minutes, he can delay istinja for that period. Yani if he is still, he wants to pray within the time of the prayer, but not immediately, after 45 minutes, it is permissible for him or her to delay istinja until before praying. But still, one needs to take care not to contaminate oneself with urine. One moment until I finish those questions. Allah yubarak fik. This is the question. I already answered this question. إذا كانت النجاسة حكمية صارت قبل أن يرفع ثوبه. I already answered this question. هذا هو له أن يؤخر طالما ما لوث نفسه. له أن يؤخر إلى أن يريد أن يصلي فيستنجي. I already answered this question. خروج الحصى أو الدود إذا كان جافا لا يوجب الاستنجاء وإن كان ينقض الوضوء. If stones, little stones come out from the exit or worms, although this invalidates the wudu, but if they are not wet, this does not make istinja an obligation. One does not have to make istinja from that. When we said touching the penis, this meant with the inside part of the hand, this meant any part of the penis. Not only the tip of the penis, any part of the penis. When we said touching the vagina, this means one moment, let me just التقاؤهما ملتقاهما the meeting of the labia. بدون أس. Okay. We meant by that the meeting of the labia of the vagina. So if one touches that area, the meeting area, with the inner part of the hand, this invalidates one's wudu. The question is, if someone, if a woman was urinating, for example, and discharge came out with the urine, is this considered a foreign, matter, a foreign material that necessitates water? The answer is no. Foreign means other than what comes out. لو شخص كان صلى العشاء ثم دخل إلى الخلاء وبعد البول جفف نفسه بحيث لا يتلوث بالبول ولكن لم يستنجي فهل عليه ذنب؟ كيف يعني جفف نفسه؟ إذا كان جفف نفسه بالورق مش هذا استنجاء إلا يعني إذا كان يحتاج إلى الماء مثلا ولم يستعمل الماء أو انتظر من غير استعمال الورق مثلا إلى أن جف البول ثم هل عليه ذنب؟ لا، مجرد ذلك ليس عليه ذنب، لكن عندما يريد أن يصلي العشاء شو بده يعمل؟ لابد أن يستنجي. وهنا إن لم يكن صح استنجاؤه بالورق تعين الماء، لابد من الماء. Already I answered that question. عند الاستنجاء من البول هل يجب الفرك مع صب الماء كما في الاستنجاء من الغائط أم يكفي صب الماء؟ ما في حاجة، البول لا يحتاج معه إلى الفرك، ما بيفرك، لا يضع يده على النجاسة عند الاستنجاء من البول، ما في حاجة، ليس كالغائط. When one uses water to make استنجاء from the urine, one does not put his hand on the نجاسة. There is no need for that. The water takes out the najasa. It's not like with defecation. With defecation, there is a need to put the hand of the like if one is using only water. But with the urine, there is no need. So one does not put his hand on the urine when he makes istinja from the urine. Now, after cleaning the area, after washing it, and after the urine, after the area becomes pure, that's another thing. But before, he does not do that. And there is no need. Why would he do it? تفضل. وعليكم السلام. Yes, some school, actually Imam Malik and Imam Ahmad, they say if one touches his wife without desire, this does not invalidate his wudu. Imam Abu Hanifa says if one touches his wife with desire or without desire, this by itself, it does not invalidate the wudu. Wafiq. Alaykum as-salam. Is if one, what? If someone is in his home place, in his hometown, he has 24 hours. Not the whole. Once the 24 hours, if he wipes on the foot gear, on the khuf, and then he's wearing it. And at one point of time, the 24 hours end. Come to an end. Then he needs to take off his khuf and wash his feet. That's enough. Why some issues of the invalidators of wudu for example, if someone touches the skin of if a man touches the skin of a woman, a marriageable woman, there is nothing which is exiting, so it does not need istinja. The foot gear. Okay. This invalidates the wudu. So he washes his face, his hands, his forearms with his elbows. He wet wipe his head and then he wipes on the khuf. This does not invalidate wearing the khuf. Wafiq. Faddal Ahmed. Touching the testicles does not invalidate the wudu. No, you do not need an intention for that. No, if you do what you are supposed to do, you do not need a specific intention for that. Removing a najasa does not need an intention. Wafiq. Like craziness, sleeping, getting drunk, fainting, and the like. I have here a question. ما حكم وضوء من يمس بالغلط بشرة رجل أجنبي ينتقد وضوءها إذا مست امرأة بشرة رجل أجنبي لو لم تقصد ينتقد وضوءها. If a woman touches the skin of a marriageable man involuntarily, يعني she did not mean to do that, her wudu is invalidated. And vice versa, this is too much. We need to take a rest. I'll take only two questions because no. The next session, Ahmed. Allah yubarik fiq. Muhammad and Dani, inshallah. Abu Salah and Dani for this session. The next session, inshallah. يبدأ الوقت من حين يحدث بعد لبس الخفين من الحدث. One starts counting the 24 hours not after wearing the khuf, But after his wudu is invalidated after wearing the khuf, from then he starts counting 24 hours. Tafadhal Dani. The what? يعني Yeah. فيك. طيب. بارك الله فيكم. إن شاء الله تعالى we'll continue in the next session. خلونا نهلل. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم بارك الله فيكم بدي احط انه ما هيك بدي احط انه
prayer at 12:05 please